This is the CCNS News Update and Overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, new information from Holtec hearing in Albuquerque last week. Holtec International wants to open the world's largest interim nuclear waste dump for one of the most deadly materials on Earth, high-level radioactive waste, in southeast New Mexico. The proposed site is located 16 miles northeast of the waste isolation pilot plant, but Holtec has to obtain a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, among other approvals. Last week, the NRC's Atomic Safety and Licensing Board held a hearing in Albuquerque with arguments from the 12 parties opposing the application, including two industry groups and from Holtec and the NRC staff. Some statements from Holtec's lawyers contradicted information the company previously provided. For example, Holtec's license application states the lethal radioactive waste would be owned by either the Department of Energy, DOE, or the nuclear utilities company that made it. Nevertheless, during the hearing, Holtec's lawyer, Jay Silberg, admitted that under current law, DOE cannot take title and ownership of the waste at an interim site. In response, Diane Curran, one of the attorneys representing Beyond Nuclear, a Tacoma Park, Maryland non-governmental organization opposing the license application, said, quote, "We should not even have to argue this hypothetical case. We call on the licensing board to dismiss the application," end quote. The waste generated by commercial nuclear power plants located mostly in the eastern U.S. would have to be transported across the country by rail, barge, and truck. The deadly containers would pass through nearly 90% of the U.S. congressional districts. This waste can cause death in minutes if unshielded and remains radioactive for literally millions of years. Later, Silberg said that Holtec could bring the deadly waste to New Mexico if the Nuclear Power Plant Limited Liability Corporations retained title to the waste. The companies would have to pay to transport the waste and remain economically and legally liable until DOE took title and shipped the waste to a permanent repository. This scenario raises all sorts of questions, such as who will fund the operations at the dump and its closure when the waste is removed, which may never happen, thus creating a de facto permanent dump. Terry Lodge, an attorney representing six organizations near power plants and the Nuclear Issues Study Group based in Albuquerque that opposed the license, said, quote, "The Holtec proposal is a corporate welfare trough that will make the nuclear waste problem in this country worse, putting millions of people along transport routes at unnecessary risks," end quote. The three-judge NRC panel will decide in early April which of the parties may continue in the licensing process. This summer, the NRC plans to release a draft environmental impact statement for public comment. Stay tuned and get involved. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.